You're listening to SBS News.
The opt-out period for Australians to tell the federal government not to sign them up for an online health profile was due to end tomorrow. But after a long day of debate in the Senate, the deadline to opt out of the My Health Record has been extended until the end of January. The last-minute intervention came as the website for opting out was crashing because people were rushing to meet the old deadline. Labor Senator Murray Watt says the response shows people don't trust the coalition government to keep their online health data secure.
It is no surprise that the My Health Record system is in meltdown today because Australians don't have confidence in this government's ability to roll out new technology in a way that safeguards their privacy and in a way that works properly.
Labor and the Greens pushed for a 12-month delay, but that was defeated in the Senate. Instead, the crossbench agreed to support an extension of less than 3 months to the end of January. Coalition senators did not vote against the amendment, and Health Minister Greg Hunt later tweeted his support for the change. It will also give the government more time to pass privacy protections that both sides support. Liberal Senator Jane Hume says it's important to remember that those who are enrolled for a My Health Record can order their data deleted later.
At any point in time, you can remove yourself from the My Health Record program. You can delete your file and it will be deleted permanently.
The government has already agreed to a series of privacy reforms, but some are yet to pass into law. They cannot do so until the House of Representatives sits again in late November. The changes, supported by both sides, will close a loophole which might have given domestic abusers a way to track fleeing relatives by accessing their children's digital health profiles. There will also be tougher penalties, up to 5 years in jail, for misusing the data. In earlier changes, the government agreed to clarify the wording of the law to make sure police and other agencies can only access the record with a court-ordered warrant. But privacy advocates, such as the Australian Privacy Foundation's Bernard Robertson-Dunn, says they fear the number of people who could potentially access the data is still too high, along with their concerns about hacking.
It's a question of people who don't need access to information get access to it. In general, they might misuse it, might be misinterpreted, might be in error.
When January the 31st arrives, millions of Australians will have a My Health Record automatically created on their behalf unless they've opted out. So far, just over 1 million have done so, or around 4% of the population. Crossbench Senator Sterling Griff of the Centre Alliance Party supported the extension, but voted against the longer 12-month option. He says medical data is personal, and Australians would only trust the system if the right protections were in place.
Your health data is incredibly private and intimate. Even if you feel you have nothing to hide, it is the last thing you want in the hands of the police, in the hands of hackers, or out of your hands at all.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.